Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat open at 9:15, down 6 on the open. September, 9:30, down 5 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:74, down 2 1/2 on the open. September, 8:91, down 3 1/4. December opened at 9:18, up a half on the open. March, 9:45, up 5 1/2. December of 2009, 9:65, down 1 1/2 on the open. July corn opened at 7:32 1/2, unchanged on the open. September, 7:44, down 2 3/4. December, 7:66, up 1. March of 2009, 776 down 1. May, 782 down 1/2. July, 783 down 2 1/4. December of 2009, 680 down 5. March of 2010, 682 1/2 down 8 1/2 on the open. July beans open at 1534 unchanged on the open. August, 1537 1/2 unchanged. September, 1524 down 2. November, 1521 down 2. January, 1531 down 5 1/4. May of 2009, 1535 down 1 1/4. November of 2009, 1470 down 1 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 403 down 280 on the open. August, 401.50 down 360. July soybean oil opened at 65.50 down 15 on the open. August, 65.80 down 19. June live cattle opened at 96.55 down 17 1/2 on the open. August, 103.85 up 40. August feeders open at 109.70, up 5 on the open. September, 111.50, unchanged. July lean hogs open at 74.15, up 127 1/2 on the open. August, 75.55, up 57 1/2. And July bellies open at 73 even, down 12 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the marketplace is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why? Good morning, Dave.
Looks like off of the opening bell, where numbers were a little bit tentative to the begin, we're now seeing a little bit of a rally in both corn and beans.
Yeah, Dave, I think yesterday we opened the morning with over-enthusiasm and run out of buyers, and I think today we had over-unenthusiasm and run out of sellers. As we come back here a little bit today. The crop ratings yesterday sure didn't drop any bombs as far as what we thought they could do as far as the crop ratings and all the problems we've seen out here and all the customers we talked to that seem to be replanting. And, you know, along the way, they were very mild with only a 3% drop in the corn and 1% drop in the beans. And it'd give us sort of a mixed feeling there in the overnight and, of course, first thing this morning that maybe with the good weather we were seeing that we should consolidate here. And looks like we've seen a little bit of buying come back, a little lack of selling actually come back in the market as we speak.
When you do a little bit of math on the NAS numbers, and for our listeners, remember this is a window sheet, look through the car at the crop conditions. It's not necessarily scientific. But if you were to add the percentage of soybeans not planted with the percentage of soybeans that have yet to emerge as of last Sunday, in Illinois you get 59.6%, Indiana 44%, and Iowa 32.6 2%, 32.2%. which brings up the question, Wayne, does the trade begin to think of yield drag on the bean crop, something under 40 bushels to the acre?
Well, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are you're probably close to that 40, 40 and a half here right now, Dave, and depending on how things continue on, it can easily go down to that 39 number. I mean, we've seen problems everywhere. You know, Iowa, you know, as we talked on Friday, we probably got 2.5 to 3 million acres that was underwater as of that point in time. You know, how fast does the water go off? How soon can we get in the field? Will those acres be replanted to beans? And if they are, of course, at this later date, well, we're going to have some pretty ideal weather to keep any sort of decent yields at all, because we're getting very close to a double crop time period rather than regular type period, and we all know that double crops generally make 10 to 20 bushels less. So, you know, a lot of things to think about, a lot of ponds in the middle of a lot of these fields that will either be left bare or put back in late, and that's a yield drag of 5 to 10% right there just on that. And as a crop insurance agent, I have probably had more replant claims this year than we have totaled over the last 8 years total. So a lot of stuff going back in the ground late, Dave, in a lot of ponds and a lot of fields.
Let's move from the fundamentals to the technicals then on the beans in the July. Yesterday they tried to take out the 3 March contract high and failed. Are we looking at a potential double top in this marketplace?
Well, we might be for the meantime, Dave, and that I think that when I say that for the meantime, there's two things to think about is how the replanting goes, how the finishing planting goes, and how the remainder of the summer weather goes. We could see some increase in bean acres because of some switchover, some replant of corn acres that is doing that. And if we would do that, get those planted and look at ideal weather, probably that could be a top. If we do not see ideal weather, which this year hasn't been anything but, and we don't look at a trend to change that way, to keep it or change it to ideal, you know, if we have some problems on down through here, we can go back up and check these the highs again, Dave, because there's still, we're not in good condition anywhere. As you said, I mean, there's just way too much that's not planted and not emerged at this date on the calendar for us to think we're having a tremendous crop.
Let's turn our attention to the corn and the NAS numbers. As you already indicated, not very much change in the good to excellent category on a national level, just a drop of 3% there. But if you look at poor to very poor, Iowa is 15% at the moment.
Yeah, and of course that a lot of water problems, a lot of stuff going on out there. We've got a chance to turn some things around, but we've definitely lost some acres out there. I mean, you know, the governor of the state didn't come out and say we lost 3% of our 3 million acres of our crop because things are looking great, and they aren't. And there's a lot of water problems, as we've had some people have done some, you know, driving tours out there and looked at things, and there's some losses. And Iowa is a big state. Iowa accounts for a lot, and as they always say, so goes Iowa, so goes the corn market. So, you know, a lot to look at.
In the corn market, are corrections to be bought?
The answer to that is yes. I'm just not sure. We thought yesterday was a correction, and it wasn't a very deep correction. So, you know, I'm not sure which level or how much we have to correct to make it so, but all in all, I think the corn, as we well know, we've lost acreage. Any that is replanted at this late date is going to have an even further drag, and I don't think we're going to have all the acres that we were looking for, hopefully to start with, that the government left us at in the last report. So, we feel that corn is overall going to still be a strong market, but we are definitely probably in a consolidation phase as we speak right now, Dave.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Ed Kieser reminds us a flood warning is in effect for Clark, Crawford, and Lawrence counties in eastern Illinois until 9:15 a.m. tomorrow. A flood warning for many rivers in northern, western, and southern Illinois and in southern Indiana are also in effect until further notice. Temperatures will remain slightly cooler than average during the rest of the week. High temperatures generally ranging from the 70s in the north to the 80s in the south, and and lows mostly in the 50s. A cluster of showers and thunderstorms will likely move from northwest to southeast through western and southern Iowa and much of Missouri on Thursday. And some of that rain will likely affect parts of west central and southern Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.